Macedonia is also in the center of the migrant crisis in Europe, wedged between Greece and the Balkans. It was the main route for migrants heading north from Syria. Now that the EU has put up fences at the border, Macedonia, which is not part of the EU, has been forced to close its border with Greece. Thousands live in camps near the Greek village of Adomeni.
We have spent about 5 days in Greece, and most of people have lost their money or spent all their savings. And people trying to save as much they can for the trip, because we still have a long trip to cross.
And it's a trip where money can't protect them from the raging elements and a high water spring river as treacherous as the ocean voyages. But it is the only alternative route through Macedonia, and already it's been deadly for some helpless families. The deaths have put added pressure on Macedonian officials. The Foreign Affairs Minister of the Republic of Macedonia, Nikola Popovski, joins us now from Macedonia. Minister Popovski, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hello, how are you?
So what is this pressure on you? What is it that you're being pressured to do? And what capacity does Macedonia have here stuck in the center?
Well, we've seen some 800,000 migrants crossing through Macedonia, going from Greece to other Western European nations. Some of them are Syrians. You also have Iraqis, Afghans, and many other Asian and African nations. It hasn't stopped in 2016. The problem is that many receiving countries up in the north have difficulties to accept as many migrants as they have last year on one side. And on the other side, Greece is under tremendous pressure from illegal crossings, people coming from Turkey and landing in Greece. Right now, we have to make a choice at the European level whether the same kind of flows of migrants are going to continue in an uncontrolled manner from Greece, Macedonia, Balkan countries, and up to Germany, or there will be some measures on controlling these flows.
Would you say that it's impossible for Macedonia to criticize the EU because you're trying to become a member of the EU?
Well, it is a pretty difficult situation, I would say, since we do aspire to become a new member state. On the other side, I don't think that this is time to allocate any kind of guilt, whether it's to the European Union or its member states or Turkey. Pretty much everyone has a difficult job. And I think that the challenge is to strike the right balance between providing human treatment to all these people that are fleeing conflict zones on one side, and on the other side, make sure that this is a sustainable system, because the one we've seen in 2015 is definitely not a sustainable one.
I want you to listen to a voice of a migrant at the Macedonian border. This is from the London Daily Mail's video of this crisis. And this person is talking about how their family, his family, is all over the place, and that there's no option to stay in one particular place, because the idea is to try to reunite the families. Listen.
Family, my wife in Austria, I'm here. You stay here. 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, stay here. No problem. Why no problem? My wife in Austria, I'm here.
His wife's in Austria. He's there. He can't stay indefinitely in Macedonia. What can you do to help someone like this?
Eventually, what is unfortunate is that there are a number of countries north from Macedonia that have decided to close their borders to migrants. For example, Austria has set a daily quotas based on the fact that in 2016 they said that they cannot accept more than 37,500 migrants. Last year was pretty devastating, since they've accepted 90,000. And Germany is under similar kind of pressure, with 1.1 million migrants, Sweden, and all the other countries that have been receiving. For Macedonia, the choice is simple. Either we can observe people transiting through our country, so going from Greece to Austria and Germany, and then this migrant would be allowed to get in Austria and be reunited with his family, or take the measures that EU is imposing on us, and that is serious border control, going through the registration process and identifying those that can be legitimate asylum seekers in one of the European member states.
Minister Popovski, looking back in recent history, I have to say that Macedonia has been the staging area for migrant crises in the Balkans, migrant crises involving Kurds in the Middle East and in Turkey, migrant crises now involving Syrians and Iraqis. All of these conflicts you had nothing whatsoever to do with, yet they come directly to your doorstep, and your ability to solve them is not something that you've been given much help with. It seems to me there's a lot of blame to go around here for your predicament, from the United States all the way straight through to the regime in Damascus. How do you view this historical reputation of Macedonia as a place, almost a dumping ground for these persistent conflicts around the world?
We have been tested probably to the largest extent during the Yugoslav crisis, when we have seen roughly a quarter of our population in refugees and migrants from other places in former Yugoslavia. You've mentioned all the other migration waves. The current one has put us under a test of seeing some 800,000 people crossing Macedonia over a year. We have shown that humanity is something that Macedonians share as a value. So we try to help people in difficulty. And we also have learned the lesson that you cannot always rely on someone else providing you assistance to deal with your own problems. So we have mobilized our own forces and we've tried to finance this effort through our proper means. Eventually, European Union or United States and other partners are going to assist this effort. But unless each one of us takes his own responsibility on his own territory, no one is going to be able to deal with this crisis.
Nikola Popovski is the Minister of Foreign Affairs for the Republic of Macedonia.